Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
That's right. That is right. Welcome to a special episode of Senior Care Live. It is the 14th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And wow, all I can say is wow, I can't believe it. Hey, time flies when you're having fun, right? So anyway, yeah, I am so proud of Senior Care Consulting. So happy to share this 14th anniversary special episode with you. And just welcome to Senior Care Live. And thanks for joining us here today. I really, really appreciate it. It'll be me, myself, and I. I'm going to share some personal information, personal stories about, you know, how did you get into senior care, and just into the area of senior care, Steve? I mean, I get that question all the time. How did you come about developing the highly specialized service of Senior Care Consulting, the placement program? And I also want to share some client stories with you and just a lot of information. So anyway, again, thanks for being here today. Really, really appreciate it. If you have questions about the program or you want to, you know, discuss your family, maybe how we can help you and your family, toll-free number is 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Also, check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit the website, be sure to connect socially on Facebook and Twitter and check out the free upcoming educational events. And speaking of that, let me just give a quick plug, a save the date. We're going to talk a whole lot more about this next week, but I want you to know August the 17th, in the morning, 8:30 to noon, just save it. Just block it off. We have our next free educational event on Wednesday, August the 17th. We're calling this one Hindsight is 2020. So here's what it is. We have a real case study of a real couple and their situation and them moving forward without professional help, some of the things that could and will happen. And then if you had hindsight, and of course it's always 2020, if you knew then what you know now. So we're going to back up, rewind our in time, and we're going to go back and say, okay, this is how their story could look with professional assistance in some key areas. It's going to be fascinating. As always, our friends in healthcare, nursing, social services, case management, you have 3 continuing education credits for this, totally free of charge. You'll walk out the door with those. And it's also appropriate for the layperson, the family and friend caregiver. You will also receive a certificate and it'll be of completion and of attendance. It's going to be awesome. This room will fill up. That's not a sales pitch. It will happen. So be sure to register immediately. This one's in Overland Park at a place called Matt Ross Community Center. It's a great location. 8101 Marty. All this is on the website, by the way. Just think 81st and Metcalf and about a half a block west. You cannot miss it. Register online. It takes 60 seconds at seniorcarelive.com, or you could go old school and call our friends at Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. And again, that's totally free of charge. All right. How did I get into senior care? It's a pretty simple story. It's an amazing story, actually. I was way back once upon a time. I was in college. Yes, they had colleges back then. I'm not that old. But anyway, and I was looking for a part-time job. And I went to the local placement center there, job service center, and they said, what would you think about delivering medical equipment and supplies to elderly individuals? And I said, hey, that sounds interesting. Sure. So I interviewed with the company. They hired me literally on the spot. And I'll tell you what, just something amazing happened. I would be driving all over. This is over in Topeka, Kansas. I would deliver to elderly individuals and couples, mostly in their house, and still living independently. Sometimes it was in their apartment. Once in a while I was in an assisted living facility, mainly in your houses and apartments. They were always happy to see me. Even if they didn't feel well that day, they were very happy to see me. They're super nice. I weighed about $170 back then. So the lady ladies were trying to put some meat on my bones and sending me out with cookies and cake and goodies and iced tea on the hot days. And the men were giving me fishing tips, and I loved it. Honey, could you move the chair over here? I need to clean back in that corner. So I, yes, ma'am, I'd help them move their furniture. And I fell in love with serving the elderly. I really did. I loved it. And it was a great job for sure. And that was the launching point. And I have worked in senior care almost all of my days, and I have absolutely loved it. I've operated nursing homes, assisted living facilities, Medicare certified home health agencies, IV therapy companies, private duty nursing companies, you name it, and I have done it. I've absolutely loved it. And so that, it was just a real blessing to have that part-time job. And then to get real personal, back in 2001, my grandparents, they lived independently in their home. My grandpa had mild dementia, and grandma took care of him. And, you know, he had all the repetitive questioning. He didn't need a lot of care support at that point, just a lot of just supervision at that point. So, of course, as a lot of people have to tackle the difficult decision of taking the keys away, it was no longer safe for grandpa to drive the truck. So my grandma, I can't believe she did this. She called me and told me she went out and disconnected a battery cable and then shut the hood. Mark, isn't that an awesome idea? That was just incredible. And she disabled the vehicle. So out there in her high heels and her nice dress, disconnecting grandpa's battery cable, it just blew me away. And I'm like, you're kidding. That's just brilliant. So he goes out the next day and the truck won't start, quote unquote. He comes in, honey, we need to get the truck looked at. It won't start. And she's like, okay, well, no problem. I'll just drive us today and you can just jump in the car with me. And he goes, sure. Okay. And then the next day, remember, grandpa has dementia. He forgot. So he goes out to the truck. The truck will not start, unfortunately. So he goes in. Same story, as she goes, okay, no worries, I'll drive us today. And then that way, that's how she kept him safe, and there was no fighting or arguing. She didn't insult him by having to take the keys away. Smooth as glass, it worked beautifully for my grandma. And eventually, he got used to a new a new pattern where he would go out and get in the car with her. He kind of forgot about the truck, and she sold it. Right. And then boom, done. So that was awesome. We brought in meals. We helped them clean the house. We did what everyone else does in this situation. And you know what that was? We did the very best that we could do. That's what we did. And then one night, all of our lives changed forever. I got a call in the middle of the night, and my grandma had fallen, and we had to figure out what was going on. She's at the hospital. So I learned that my grandma fell in the middle of the night, and she fell just right, and she hit the wall on the way down, and she fractured her neck. And you just rarely hear about this kind of thing. But she fell just right, and that's what happened. So she didn't die from that. She wasn't paralyzed from it, but it was really, frankly, the beginning of the end. I mean, that just took all the wind out of her sails. And so I found a place for grandpa to stay just for a little while till we figure this out. My grandma was over 90 days in rehab. And at some point, it became very, very clear that it was very clear they're not coming home. This won't work. Now we have two people needing a lot of care, and it's not going to work. And and she expressed an interest in an assisted living facility. So it broke my heart, because I can still, it's the only house I ever knew. And I can still smell my grandparents' house. We spent so many hours there on so many occasions. It was just crushing to me. So I thought, if I'm going to have to find a place, I'm not falling for the closest one. I'm not falling for the prettiest one. And I am definitely not going to be pressured by some of these high pressure sales tactics. Not going to happen. And in fact, not to sound arrogant or anything, but I have been an administrator in a nursing home and assisted living facility. I know what you need to know. So it was my opinion that I am going to go out and I'm going to ask a lot of questions of a number of places in an effort to find the best fit, basically. So I went out, I basically interviewed them, and I said, I want to see this, 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 we need to talk about this and this. And I went through the process, and I found the best fit for my grandparents. The best fit. May not be the best fit for everyone, but it was the best fit for them. And that's how I did this. Okay, so that's just exactly how all of this started, is just my accidentally, or maybe it's not an accident, God has a plan for all of us, but just unintentionally stepping a toe into the area of senior care, and absolutely falling in love with it all the way through helping my own grandparents transition from their home to an assisted living facility. That was in 2001. And in 2002, I started senior care consulting in an effort to help other families through that transition. I'm going to have a whole lot more in the next segment on exactly how did that come about and what were some of the goals, and a lot more information about senior care consulting. But first, don't forget our Senior Care Live question of the week. How many licensed care communities are there in Jackson County, Missouri? This includes nursing homes, assisted living facilities, residential care facilities, and intermediate care facilities. Is it A, 29, B, 59, C, 89, or D, 109? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it'll stream to your phone, your tablet, laptop, whatever you have. It's really that simple. And again, this is a special episode of Senior Care Live. Today, we're celebrating the 14th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We'll have a lot more about that. But first, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many licensed care communities are there in Jackson County, Missouri? Now, this is going to include your nursing homes, assisted living facilities, residential care facilities, and intermediate care facilities. So you add all of them up, and how many do we have? A, 29, B, 59, C, 89, and D, 109. And the answer is C, 89. Can you believe that? That's just in one county. If you add all of the counties up in the extended Kansas City metro area, we're talking about literally several hundred facilities and senior care communities to choose from. And that's exactly why. So that's an overwhelming number. Okay. And how do you figure out if you need assisted living? What's residential care? What's that home plus that I heard about? Do I need a nursing home? How do I pay for all this stuff? I mean, it is unbelievable. Okay. And that's exactly why I started Senior Care Consulting, in an effort to help people through that decision making and search and selection process. So, I had, several instances in my professional career as a regional this and a vice president of that, and, you know, all of these, you know, titles and money, et cetera, et cetera. But every time there was a merger, I was always on the wrong side of that. Every single time, not one time. I was always the outgoing. I was never the incoming. And you, and then you keep kind of beating your head against that wall, and you go back, and then, let me guess, another merger. Okay. Yeah. We're being bought. We're not purchasing. I'm on the way out the door. I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends. Right. I even had a vice president position with a large company, big, you know, long-term care management company, and they lost a contract, that laid, and they had to end up, long story short, they laid off, off several of their newer positions, of course, including mine, VP of blah, 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 six figures, blah, blah, blah. All right. So that was on a Friday, Black Friday. Yeah. And not the good Black Friday, but the bad Black Friday. I just lost my job. Not cool. Monday, my wife calls me that afternoon from the hospital. She was expecting. I got this call from the hospital. I thought something was really, really wrong. And she called me to inform me that we were expecting triplets. This was right after 9/11, by the way. So 9/11, I lose my job. 3 days later, honey, we're having triplets. Oh, by the way, after 9/11, no one's hiring. Oh, by the way, we're heading into the holidays. No one's hiring. The timing could not have been worse. I mean, that was bad. That was bad. So after a lot of prayer and reflection, I thought about how much time and effort and energy I spent with my own grandparents. And I know what I'm doing, and I still spent all of that time, effort, and energy. And then I thought, I wondered, what are other people doing who are going through this same mess? It's a mess. There's you can't candy coat it. It's tough. You know, trying to figure out where to go and what are the options and how are we going to afford this and all of that without having the background and all of my years of experience. What are they doing? They're probably making decisions that are not good. They're moving their parent or grandparent, their elderly loved one into in and out of all these places, trying to figure it out which the right one is. I mean, this is a mess. And then it just became very, very clear to me that I think I need to offer a service that's just like I helped my own grandparents. And that is how the whole thing started. I served my first client in 2002, 14 years ago. I started off on a part-time basis, just developing and figuring it out and improving and et cetera, et cetera. And of course, I've been full-time now for a number of years. So, two goals that I had, two deliverables. Number one, save people time, right? Wow. If you're doing it on your own and you're trying to find the right place and you're doing some homework and really working at it, you should expect to spend or invest 50 to 100 hours going through that. My clients spend 5 hours going through it. So that deliverable, boom, done deal. I save people an unbelievable amount of time. Number two, I wanted to deliver a wealth of information that, frankly, that most people are just not going to get. They either don't know the right questions to ask. They may feel uncomfortable asking some of these questions. They just don't know what to look for. It's not their area of expertise. And so I deliver a wealth of information to my clients to help them make the best decision they can make. So we develop a care profile, which is essentially a mini geriatric care assessment. Senior Care Consulting researches the entire marketplace to identify. We filter, and boom, we identify our top three facilities that are the best fit communities for our clients. And then we tour the communities with our clients, and this is where we ask a lot of questions. So it's certainly not any type of an adversarial type of an approach at all. These are just great questions. I'm complimented just about every time we go out. Wow, that's a great question. And they'll look at my client and they'll say, you're really, really fortunate to have such an advocate working with you, asking all the right questions and helping you through this decision-making process. And I always appreciate that, you know, all the professionals out there recognize the value of this service. And then the outcome of all of this, the output, the tangible output, is a summary report that I produce immediately, get it right back to my clients. It contains all of the objective information that we had discovered on our tours. And at that point, my clients can then combine the subjective, you know, that gut reaction that you have. You have a good feeling about it. You're not so sure. You may have a bad feeling about it. You have to pay attention to that. You know, when you're walking in the door, do you feel welcome? When you're looking around, do you see residents that seem to be content and happy? Do they appear to be well taken care of? You know, you start to form some very quick opinions about a place. Do I feel like I can trust this organization to provide the best possible care for my mom or my dad or my spouse? You have to pay attention to that. But guess what? Making it such a big decision on that information alone, that's a bad idea. Bad idea. It's not enough. So now you can blend that subjective gut reaction with all of the objective information that we provide through our placement services at Senior Care Consulting, all in an effort to make the best decision you can possibly make, one of the most important decisions you'll ever make, and sleep at night knowing you did your very best. If this is of interest, our number is 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Stick with me. I'll have some more client stories right after the break. We'll see you shortly. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss a program or you want to share the information with a friend, you can go back and listen to the podcast after the fact at any time. It's usually up, Monday or Tuesday after the broadcast. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Go to the podcast tab, and you can go through that section and listen to any previously aired episode. And speaking of episodes, this is a special episode of Senior Care Live, where we're celebrating the 14th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And I am so proud of that. I'm so proud of what we do, and I'm so proud of the ethical way that we do it. And I'll talk more about that a little bit later. I'm just sharing a lot of like personal stuff today. The most commonly asked question that I've received over the last 14 years, and this is it, like hands down. Steve, when's the right time to move from home to a senior care community? And that's a tough one. It's a great question. There's no cookie cutter approach. There's no black and white answer. I always say that the following thing should trigger that conversation, though, to consider that. So number one, when it's no longer safe to live at home, and that could be, and I've talked about this in the past. I won't go in depth on this a lot because I want to get to some real client stories here, but leaving the stovetop burner on, wandering away from your home, not taking your medications on time, frequent falls, all of those sort of things. So safety in your home. Number two, when the health and well-being of the caregiver is declining. Well, you that's a close number two. You can't have that. So now all of a sudden, the stress and everything is really building up. I have seen the caregiver become so stressed out, they actually pass away before the person that they're caring for. Stress is a very powerful force. You can't have it. Now you have two people declining. That should trigger the conversation. Number three, when the cost of home care becomes too expensive, it just could be simply a financially driven decision. So I love home care. I'm a huge, huge advocate of home care. But when you escalate to the level of 24 hours, it's pretty expensive. And if you can't afford that any longer, then you should trigger the conversation. Number four, last but not least, if you just cannot keep up, you cannot continue to provide enough care, and you need to ask the question, why not transition from being the caregiver, okay, to the care manager? Meaning, Let's go out and let's find a great place to provide the care, and so that you can transfer that burden to them and they can take care of it. And then you can then resume your role, but more in management, care manager, advocate, speak for your loved one's behalf, on their behalf. Speak for them. Make sure they're getting their showers throughout the week. Make sure that, you know, one of my clients, don't serve my mother any poultry items whatsoever. Well, no one would ever know that. So speak for them. Make sure they're getting what they're getting, and make sure that the staff is doing a great job. Okay. And that's, and then you can go back to a little more of the traditional spousal role, son, daughter, you know, grandson, granddaughter, et cetera. That'll cover that. Let's talk about another, probably the most, not the most commonly asked question, but maybe the second or third one. Well, Steve, which place would you recommend? I get that one all the time. So first of all, I don't recommend any particular place ever. Now, to me, it all comes down to a set of variables that are completely unique to you. So, and let me say, we are blessed to have some fantastic, just phenomenal care providers in the Kansas City metro area. And not just a few. We have a lot of excellent nursing homes, assisted living facilities, you know, memory care programs, intermediate care facilities, residential care facilities, home plus providers. We have a lot of great, great places. So we're very, very blessed, very, very fortunate. But guess what? There's not one of them that is a great fit for everyone. And it just comes down to your unique situation and the variables that are unique to you. So here's an example. I always kind of crack up a little bit. I was doing a general public presentation, and there was a lady from a local skilled nursing facility. She said, well, can you just refer to us? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I don't refer to anyone. And I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck. And she said, well, what would it take to get our name right at the top of your list? I said, I'm sorry. I don't have a list. I don't use lists. And she looked at me like I was kind of crazy. And I wasn't being, mean or anything like that. But, what I do, that's not how it works. I have a database of each and every facility in our area. I meet with my clients. We develop a detailed care profile. Again, that's like a mini geriatric care assessment, if you will. And then I match their needs with the facilities available to determine the top three senior care communities that are the best fit for their unique situation. And if you're not on the top three, it's nothing personal. It's just you weren't the best fit for this set of needs. That's all. That's it. If you are one of the top three, we want to be by for a tour. We're going to tour the three of them. We're going to ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information, and my clients will choose the one that they feel is best for their mom or dad or their spouse, et cetera. And it's just that simple. It's very, very straightforward. So I've learned over the past 14 years, and this is the apps, I am not stretching this at all. I could ask 10 families about their opinion of the same facility. And guess what I'm going to hear? I'm going to hear 10 different stories all over the board, from it was the best place ever to it was the worst place ever and everything in between. Everyone comes into this with different, you know, family dynamics. Oh, that's a huge one, by the way. Different opinions on what's right for their loved one. Everyone has an opinion, right? Different levels of expectations, multiple people having different levels of expectations from the family. There are so many variables, it's unbelievable. So you're going to hear different stories from everyone. So I am as objective and as straightforward and as methodical as I can possibly be with our services at Senior Care Consulting. I don't ever recommend any facilities ever. And each placement is unique based on your unique needs. So that's how it goes. Let me share some client stories with you here. I received a call from a lady, and she said, how's this for the beginning of a phone call? I was told that if you can't help me, no one can help me. I'm like, okay, wow, no pressure, right? And I started laughing, and she started laughing. She told me the story. Her mom weighs 320 pounds, so we have to accommodate a weight issue here. Has a bad ankle. She is not employed. She is not 65 yet, so she does not have Medicare. She is not qualified or applied for Medicaid. She has no health insurance. She requires wound care for skin breakdown. She has very little money left, and she needs a nursing home level of care to take care of her needs. Now, her mom was in the hospital, received great care there for a number of days, and then the hospital tried to do their discharge planning, and she was told by a hospital representative that they called over 20 nursing homes in the area, and every one of them turned her down. And she said, so we can't find placement, so you need to either come and pick up your mom by Friday, or we're going to send her to the homeless shelter, because she lost her apartment and everything. So, of course, my client went and picked her up and brought her home. But she couldn't really meet her needs very well either. They did their best, but the bottom line is she called me. I was able to locate three great nursing home options for them. She chose one. She moved her mom in the next week. Her mom's happy. She's getting great care. All of her skin issues are cleared up. She's actually losing weight because she's eating properly. This is a win all the way around. And she actually, I ran into her at the grocery store, and she told my kids, boys, you don't know it, but your dad is a rock star. I mean, she was so happy, and I am just so proud we were able to help her out in a really, really difficult situation. I've worked with many families that are just not able to care for their parents at home any longer, and they need to move to a care community. And Alan and his wife cared for his mother in their home for about 10 years, over twice the average. Okay, and it was causing his wife some serious health concerns. And the bottom line is they could just no longer provide the care. They brought in home care, but everything was escalating. So they called me, and they said, you know, we were referred to you by, and Senior Care Consulting, we get lots of referrals from other professionals in the community. So this was a referral from another professional in the community. And he said, so you'll tell me what you can do. He's a very analytical man. He works in the IT industry. So he loved the analytical and objective approach by Senior Care Consulting. And he said, wow, I could never do all that on my own. If I even tried, it would take me too long, and I don't trust myself to get it right. Yeah, let's work together. I was able to find his mother a great place. This has a great ending. His mom's getting great care. And he said, frankly, better than we can provide in our own home. And so everyone wins. If you're interested in a free consultation, call 913-945-2800. And right after the break, I'll share a few more stories. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Also, check it out online at seniorcarelive.com. And thanks for being with me here today on this special episode of Senior Care Live, where we're celebrating the 14th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And time has really flown by here during this hour and over the last 14 years. I can't believe that, but I have a few more client stories to share with you, and then I'm going to get this wrapped up today. But let me say that we've just worked with a lot of families who are just not happy with the place they were living. And that could be for a lot of reasons. It just wasn't the right fit after all. Or once I moved in, I think I need a little more care. I think I'm kind of pushing them. I might need a little heavier care, maybe a little different staffing ratio, for me to feel comfortable. It's just not the right fit. And sometimes, you know, like I said before, if you move into a particular place and you find it's just not a good fit, it's time to evaluate the market and look at some other options. And you may or may not move, but at least you'll know your other options. I've worked with a lot of people who ended up moving to a different senior care community. I've also worked with many families who referred to a place that's private pay only. And the problem here is that the family didn't know it was private pay only, and they don't know enough to ask the question, what if my mom runs out of money? Can she still live here? And the answer, if it's a private pay only, the answer is no. You would have to move to a Medicaid certified facility. So many years ago, I get a call from a young lady responsible for her grandmother. And the long story short, she got a discharge notice from the place her grandmother had been living for years. She wondered if they had done something wrong. And you didn't do anything wrong, but your grandma is just about out of money, and we don't take Medicaid. This lady was livid. She was sad. She was frustrated. Everything you would think, because she didn't want to move her grandmother, who had Alzheimer's disease and had really declined, but she enjoyed living there. Her grandmother had spent well over $300,000 living in this community and received great care. She was very happy. But my client didn't know enough to ask, do you take Medicaid if my grandmother, she called her Grams, if Grams runs out of money? The answer would have been no. And she said, let me guess, if I would have worked with you, this would not have happened. And I said, no, you would have been fully informed and had the option of, should your grandmother outlive her assets, we would have to move her one more time. And she said, I never would have wanted that. I said, okay, then it never would have happened, because we would have chosen a place right out of the gate that would accept Medicaid should your grandmother outlive her assets. So I was able to work with her. It all worked out fine, but it's not what she wanted. I've worked with individuals and companies who are now the power of attorney, or that have, you know, they may have guardianship or conservatorship for a person who doesn't have family. I've worked with a lot of folks in that situation. I've worked with families who have an elderly parent in the hospital, and they're told that they can't live at home alone any longer, and they usually have very little notice, and so they have to act very, very quickly. So that would describe quite a few of my clients. I've worked with clients who first called a free referral service only to be extremely disappointed to learn that their mother didn't have enough money for the free referral services to recommend them to their short list of facilities that pay them $1,500 to $15,000 to get you in the door. One of my clients said when they found out mom didn't have any money, the tone changed. It wasn't so friendly anymore. They barked out a government website, practically hung up the phone on me, could not get off the phone soon enough. And let me say this, Senior Care Consulting, we are willing to work with anyone regardless of your finances. Many of our clients have limited assets, and they're spending down to Medicaid. Many of our clients say, while we still have X dollars left, we're going to spend a little bit to engage in your placement program so we can get it right the first time and not have to worry about that. And guess what? The cost or the fee of engagement at Senior Care Consulting, which is far less than a one-month stay in at a senior care facility, is an allowable expense in the Medicaid spend-down process. So my clients see that as a complete no-brainer. So the moral of the story is we work with families who are fortunate and have invested a lot, and they may have long-term care insurance, and money is pretty solid. We work with clients who don't have a lot of money, and everywhere in between. The only place that the money comes into play is on the payment methods of our care profile. It may dictate a direction, you know, Medicaid certified versus private pay only. Okay. So it will have an effect there, but it has no effect on our willingness to work for you. And I'm working with more and more families that are being proactive, and they're not waiting until a crisis occurs. They're being very smart. They're doing their homework in advance so that they're not caught off guard. They can wait out a waiting list, and they're not waiting until the last second. So hopefully you enjoyed some of those stories. I want to just touch on our business model. I've touched on this quite a bit, but we're a flat fee for service. We work for you, okay? We do not receive any reimbursement from any of the care providers. Period. So we work with the care communities. We have a good, solid professional relationship with them. Excuse me, with them, but we work for you. We talk about our company values. So I think this is important. Okay, here are our values. Honor our mother and father. Respect our elders. Care for those in need. And last but not least, treat your family as our own. That's how we operate at Senior Care Consulting, and that's very, very important to me. Let me share a few client comments, and then, gosh, this hour is just about over. I can't believe it. But I had one of our clients say, in the time it would have taken for us, I'm just reading this off of their quote here. Okay. In the time it would have taken us to put together a list of care facilities, we found a great place with your help. We will be happy to recommend this excellent service to any who may need it. Another person, I underestimated how emotional the process would be. I was very confident that with you in my corner, I could make a good decision. As a healthcare consultant, I appreciated your professional approach and phenomenal questions. I highly recommend your services. Thank you. And then another person, we're glad to have used your services 3 times and have recommended you to several of our friends in similar situations. As always, thanks for the wonderful work you do. And the last one, all client comments and testimonials I'll share with you today. Steve, I want to thank you for all of your help in finding a new nursing home for my husband. This is a huge weight lifted off my heart, and that's why this thank you is really a prayer that his blessings will shine upon you. I love that one. So let me say, it's been my honor to share my personal story with you here today and share some client stories with you and explain the services provided by my firm, Senior Care Consulting. If you're interested, just reach out, give me a call. I would love to meet with you. And if you have any questions, you could call anytime. Thank you for being here. And to all of my listeners, thank you so much for listening today. I can't say thank you enough. Thank you. I'm your host, Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.